Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins is one of four finalists looking to become Akron, Ohio's next police chief. He participated Thursday evening in a virtual forum with residents and officials there. Hawkins has been in law enforcement for more than three decades and served as Southfield, Michigan police chief prior to Mayor Kathy Sheehan appointing him to head Albany's police force in August 2018. He is the city's second black chief. Akron, Ohio Police Chief Ken Ball retired in February. Cleveland.com reports his 2020 salary was in the $140,000 range, slightly less than Hawkins' $145,000. The other finalists, all white, are Chris Davis, Deputy Chief of the Portland Police Bureau in Oregon, Steve Milette, Chief of the Bellevue Police Department in Washington, and recently retired Philadelphia PD Deputy Commissioner Joseph Sullivan. Akron's situation today is much like Albany's was when Hawkins became chief. Officials say the city, about twice the size of Albany, faces significant challenges related to violent crime, as well as strained police community trust. Appearing on a virtual forum with three other candidates for Akron chief, Hawkins explained his interest in joining the department.
I'm intrigued with the city of Akron because Akron is very similar to the cities that I've had an opportunity to serve as chief of police. Progressive, diverse, multicultural, multi-ethnic, with elected officials who value and promote and indeed embrace these concepts of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And police departments that are going through this reform and transformation and reimagining process, a process that is much more challenging now because it must occur amid this devastating convergence of stressors that we're seeing in our urban areas. Things like an alarming increase in violent crimes that we're seeing in some of our cities. Relations between our police departments and members of our minority communities that has degraded. And recruitment and retention issues. You know, we're not doing enough in law enforcement to market our industry to our young people that are our prospective recruits and future police officers. And we're not doing nearly enough to retain those who are already here.
In a resume Hawkins sent Akron in April, the 53-year-old said that he would be a reform-minded and community-oriented chief, essentially what he promised when he arrived in Albany. His concern for the community came under scrutiny in the spring of 2019 when he and other high-ranking police and city officials learned via Facebook about an incident on First Street captured on body cam in which Albany officers got into a physical confrontation with a man that resulted in the arrest of one police officer and the suspension of two others. Questions also arose over Hawkins' absence from the city during the May 2020 riots sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, as well as the use of tear gas and rubber bullets against protesters. The Akron Forum included questions submitted by residents, including, is it important to you to live in the city where you will have oversight of this police department?
When I was hired as the chief in Albany, I immediately moved to Albany. It's critically important that happens. It's the, like some of the other candidates have mentioned, it's the symbolism of it. It's the messaging that we send. And absolutely, if I'm the chief in Akron, I'll absolutely move to the city of Akron.
In Albany, Hawkins also faced criticism for his role this spring in clearing Black Lives Matter activists from streets surrounding South Station, ending a six-day protest outside the police department. Curiously, during the forum, Hawkins was not among finalists who were asked, "Do you support the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act?" A national police reform bill that could make vast changes nationally if passed. As law enforcement agencies across the country struggle to attain diversity in their ranks, Hawkins was asked to share his strategy for recruiting minorities into the police department.
I think, my personal opinion is that this reform and reimagining process that communities across the country, including Akron, are going through right now is going to change the game in terms of the recruitment, particularly of minorities into police and police work. Because what this does, it signals to these young African American men and women that things are different. You know, Akron produced a formal document about reform in the communities. Albany produced a formal document. Other communities are doing this. And now these young African-American men and women see that this is not their parents' police department.
When Akron Media first reported Hawkins was among four finalists interested in becoming chief, he and Mayor Sheehan played the news down. Sheehan said she wasn't surprised that a member of her leadership team was being sought out by another agency. Hawkins said he did not have an offer of employment from another law enforcement agency and would continue to devote all of his time and energy to Albany. But speaking to reporters earlier this week, Mayor Sheehan seemed to be signaling the Albany Police Department will have no trouble pressing on without Hawkins.
Look, you know, the only constant in local government is that things are constantly changing. When you put together a great team, there are other people who want your team members on their team. And so, police department, while the chief is incredibly important, a police department is about a leadership structure. We have an incredible command staff. We have hardworking men and women in this department. They've been through changes in chiefs before, and we'll see what happens, but I have confidence in this department as we undertake really reinventing and reimagining our police department and the work that we have ahead of us, that we will have people in place who will be able to do that.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.